Hello, awesome humans, and welcome to today's episode of the Awesome Human Podcast. I'm Natalie, your host, and I'm so grateful that you're here. As a quick reminder, we record this podcast with a live virtual audience, so you will hear me respond to comments and questions throughout. If you'd like to join our live audience, I would love it. You can go to nataliecogan.com to see the schedule of upcoming shows and to sign up. Now, before we dive into today's topic, just take a deep breath to arrive in this moment right now. This time is for you, and I hope you find this episode really valuable.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited that you're making time for yourself, whether you're joining us live or watching this as a recording or listening on your favorite podcasting platform. However and whenever you're joining us is the perfect way and the perfect time. I am so excited. I know I say this every time because I wouldn't do this if I wasn't excited, but I am so excited. We have a really, really, really special episode today. We're going to be talking about how to uncover your unique gifts and share them with the world, share them in your work and outside of work, and make those mindful, intentional choices in your life and your career and your hobbies and your craft to bring out what's most meaningful to you, to bring out what lights you up. I'm really, really excited. We have an amazing guest joining us in a few minutes. And I'm going to introduce her when she joins and tell you, and we're going to dive in. A couple of things I want to just share as we are all gathering here live. Again, if you're here with us live, thank you for making time to join us live. But if you're here in spirit, if you're watching the recording, also awesome. So we always begin every Awesome Human Hour, every Awesome Human Podcast begins the same way. I ask you to pause and take a moment to complete the following sentence. I am an awesome human because, and this is actually so relevant to the topic we're going to talk about today, which is all about uncovering those unique gifts that is within every single one of you. So take a moment. I am an awesome human because, and if you're here with us live, you know, I always ask you to put your answer in chat. It'll inspire others. I love to read a few of them. I want to know what you say. And if you're listening as a recording or on the podcast, pause and answer that, complete that sentence out loud. And I love to remind you whenever we gather why I ask you to do this. And again, it's so intimately connected to our topic today. We are all fantastic, brilliant at criticizing ourselves, at thinking about things in which we are not enough, we're not good enough, our society, our world doesn't help, right? And so that inner critic gets a lot of practice in your head. But guess what? That doesn't actually help you thrive. That does not help you contribute to the world in the way you want to. Constant self-criticism increases stress, increases anxiety, reduces motivation, reduces resilience. I can keep going. And so we have to practice the self-appreciator. We have to practice appreciating wonderful, unique, human things about ourselves and actually getting better at focusing our attention on things we appreciate about ourselves. Because when we do that, we have greater confidence, greater self-efficacy, greater energy to actually share the wonderful things we have to contribute with others. And again, I love that I'm asking you to do this today. I ask you to do this at the beginning of every episode. But today, we're actually going to be talking about how to uncover some of those unique gifts you may have that maybe you have forgotten about or just don't take time to acknowledge, and how to bring more of them into what you do with others. So I love when my chat completely explodes with your responses, and I'm going to read a few because it's really inspiring. And I always just remind you, I just pick at random. So there's no a rhyme or logic to how I pick. I just pick a few that I want to read. All right. And again, if you've just joined us, if you're listening to this as a recording, complete the sentence. I'm an awesome human because. All right. I'm going to read a few. Okay. Terry says, I'm an awesome human because I have learned to crochet and I'm making all my Christmas gifts this way. That is so cool. I love that. I'm an awesome human because I'm adaptable, Barbara says. What an awesome thing to recognize in yourself. I am an awesome human, Ainsley says, because I want to continue growing, even though I'm 54. Yeah, you're just getting started. There's no age limit on growing. It's why we are here. It's the reason we are here every day. Yes. All right, I'm going to read a few more. I am an awesome human because I am overcoming tech obstacles to keep going and get to wonderful coaches like Natalie Kogan. Thank you, Janie, for overcoming tech obstacles to be with us today. By the way, if I butcher your name, everyone, I apologize. Feel free to correct me in chat. All right, I'm going to read a few more. I'm an awesome human because I strive to live every day according to my great values, honed over a long time, and they enable me to serve others and have a great life myself. Mark, that is so beautifully said. I'm an awesome human because I'm giving myself grace for struggling with too many commitments right now. Amy, please continue to do that. And I am so grateful that you're making time for yourself, which is what this is. This is, as people call this, this is your best self hour. I'm so grateful that you're doing that amidst your commitments. Thank you so much, everyone, for, I wish I could sit here and read them all. And again, if you're here with us live, please open chat and read these amazing, inspiring comments. And if you're listening as a recording, please take a moment to acknowledge why you're an awesome human today. All right, before we dive into talking about uncovering your unique gifts so you can share more of them with the world, and before our amazing guest joins us, I want to share something very exciting with you guys, okay? You're always the first to hear about all the exciting things in my life. Okay, are you ready? If you're here with us live, you get the very special visual, or if you're watching the recording. But look what has arrived in my house. The awesome human journals are here. I am so excited. Oh my God. The awesome human journal, as you probably heard me talk about, it comes out on October 10th. I got my advanced author copies. Okay, can I just take a moment and I just want to show you. So for those of you who may not have heard me talk about it, I illustrated and hand wrote the entire journal myself, which is crazy. So I just want to show you a couple pages because I have you here. Again, if you're listening as a podcast, just go to my YouTube channel. Just Google Natalie Kogan and you can see the live recording. So I just want to show you a couple pages. So this is the daily practice pages. So there are daily practice pages in the journal to help you practice the different emotional fitness skills. There are things like, I love this practice. So there's all different templates and it's like a workbook. It's a workbook to help you become a better friend with yourself. And so there's all these different practices. This one is about writing a new joy story. A lot of people, and maybe you are one of them, feel guilty about doing what brings them joy or have never really thought about it. So I have this awesome practice here about writing your new joy story and getting more clear about what brings you joy. There are, there's a weekly self-care check-in. This is the most popular practice that I teach in my workshops and my keynotes, and now you have it at your fingertips. There are my beloved notes to self that I know many of you love. There are dozens in the journal. There are, there are creativity breaks, because to fuel yourself, I want to encourage you to do creative things. And the most beautiful thing, can I just tell you about the journal? It lies flat. It is completely flat. It's lie flat binding that my publisher has invested in that I'm so happy about. This is one of my favorite practices, the yes, no trade-off. This is all about setting boundaries. All right, I'm not going to spend our whole time together showing you my journal, but I'm so excited to share it with all of you. And as a quick reminder, the journal comes out on October 10th. Can I just hug my copies as I talk to you? Okay, I'm hugging my journals as I say this to you. The journal comes out on October 10th, but if you pre-order it now, we have really, really special bonuses for you. If you pre-order one copy, you get immediate access to a very, very special digital gift pack with notes to self from the journal on backgrounds with my art and even some individual art pages in there. A lot of folks who've done that, they have it as their screensaver now. If you pre-order 5 or more copies, a lot of folks have been ordering these for holiday gifts, for friends, for their teams, for their book clubs. You get the digital gift pack and access totally free to 3 modules from my upcoming signature emotional fitness course. The modules are awesome. One is about quieting your inner critic. The other one is about how to use emotional fitness to get past burnout. And if you order 25 or more copies, as a bunch of teams and companies have done, you get everything I just said, and you get a free 15-minute Zoom with me. So those are the special bonuses. You can order the journals, pre-order them from wherever you want to order your journals, and then just go to nataliekogan.com, go to the journal page, and there's a quick form for you to submit to let us know you pre-ordered so you get the special bonuses. Okay, thank you for joining in my joy. It's so cool. I'm really excited. I cannot wait for you to have this journal. The subtitle is A Toolkit for the Tough Days, the Good Days, and All the Days in Between. And that was my kind of higher mission for this journal, is create this toolkit for you to help you practice your emotional fitness skills, to help you become a better friend with yourself so that you can struggle less and thrive more, which is what we're here to do. All right. Thank you for joining in the joy. I love seeing all the hearts jump around my screen. And it is now time for me to introduce our amazing guest to you and dive into talking about uncovering your unique gifts. I'm going to do one thing. As Olivia joins us, I want to make sure we have a special handout that we're going to have. All right, there's Olivia. Before I bring her up, I just want to make sure that I have a link for you, because Olivia and I put together something very special, a little workbook for all of you that we'll share in a moment. All right, I got the link. Yes. All right. With that, I'm actually going to put the link in chat now, everyone. We'll get to this workbook as we go along, but it is in chat. It'll be in your show notes. It'll be linked in the recording. We'll get to it, but the link is in chat. All right. I am so, so excited to introduce my friend, my creative partner in all things Natalie business and brand, and just an incredible, awesome human, Olivia Ives Flores. Welcome, Olivia, to Awesome Human Podcast Live.
Thank you so much, Natalie. I'm just overjoyed to be here and to be meeting all of these awesome humans, and happy to be here with you.
Yes, welcome. We have hundreds of awesome humans with us live on Zoom. And I forgot to say hi to everyone on Facebook. I always forget. I apologize. So we have folks live on Facebook and on Zoom, and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people who are watching this as a recording. So hello to all of you. And it's a dream to have Olivia on. I want to just tell you before we dive in and I start asking Olivia the many questions I've prepared, I want to tell you the inspiration for this podcast. And this topic. Earlier this year, I started to really feel that something was missing. I mean, I love what I do. I love the speaking, the writing, doing this with you all, but I felt like there was more that I could give. And so I had met Olivia earlier. I reached out and we embarked on this amazing experience of doing a bunch of brand workshops together, which led to a complete redesign of my website. If you have not checked out nataliekogan.com, you absolutely should. And the brilliance behind it is Olivia. And as part of that process, the biggest gift to me was that I got so much more clarity around what are unique ways that I can contribute to others, which I think is what life is all about. And so that was the experience that I had with Olivia. And I wanted to bring some of that to all of you, because just like I asked you at the beginning of every episode to think about what makes you an awesome human, I do this in all of my keynotes. And sometimes it's really hard. Actually, I'd love for you to share in the comments if you found it challenging to acknowledge why you're an awesome human. A lot of people tell me it's very uncomfortable. They don't know why they're an awesome human. So Olivia and I wanted to change that. So we wanted to have this conversation, and we actually have an exercise we're going to walk you through. So that's the preamble. That's the inspiration. But enough of me talking. Olivia, I would love for you to share. You have such an amazing journey that you've taken. I'd love for you to share a little bit about how you got to do this work. You work with brands. You work with people like me to help us really identify what is unique about us. Can you share a little bit about the journey that you took to do this work?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a circuitous road from the beginning. So for me, it started as a young artist. Both of my parents are artists, and I grew up in and around the arts in New York City. So that sense of creativity and the artful lens of looking in the world is literally in my DNA. And as a young artist growing up and finding my way, I went to art school and pretty shortly on realized that part of the art that I loved to do was not only observing and to create something in solitude, but I really was thriving bringing people together. Mm-hmm. And I accidentally opened up an art gallery at 19. And it was a great success. People loved gathering there and coming together. I loved curating exhibitions and working one-on-one with these emerging contemporary artists and putting on shows. And little by little, I was an entrepreneur. Didn't go into it planning that. I was trying to be, you know, painting and getting my artwork out into the world through a more of a creative vision. But it expressed itself in these physical gatherings, bringing people together. And what I loved so much about working with artists was thinking about what is the message they're trying to communicate? How can we take this body of work, their vision, their passion, and get other people excited about it, bring people together in the gallery space, market, sell, communicate it, and also help young artists create sustainable careers out of their passion. And the next natural extension from there, because we created this really vibrant community and fun gathering space in the gallery, a lot of different brands and companies kept saying, oh my God, that was the best party I ever been to. I loved all of these awesome humans that were at the opening. Can you come and do that in our space?
Sure. So
little by little, I started doing these pop-ups and same marketing, communicating a visual feeling, something that was a little bit more esoteric that's in the art, but making it tangible and using art and culture as a way of strategically and authentically bringing people together. And that was the first iteration of my art agency. So fast forward, that was in 2013. It's been over 10 years. The agency has grown, and we specialize in doing just that, using art and culture as a way of authentically bringing together people, IRL and URL. So we do brand strategy, which is what we did together, thinking about what is that unique essence that you have? What's that greater purpose that you have? And how can we express that through beautiful branding? And then also IRL activations, and still using that part of bringing people together around these exciting cultural movements.
I think it's amazing. I love, you know, one of the cool things, and I have the privilege, everyone, of getting to know Olivia as a friend as well as working together. But I think one of the beautiful things about your journey is, and you've talked about this, you just mentioned it too, is just the depth of different experiences that you've had that actually allows you to do the kind of work that you do. And I want to highlight that for everyone listening, because I think sometimes it's tempting to think of our life as this kind of one path that we have to find. And I love, as Olivia talks about her journey, there were so many different, there's some common things and common themes and common passion and interests, but it takes a lot of these colorful different experiences to get to a place that, you know, where you are now. So I want to ask you, you know, you've had such a depth of experiences working with people and brands and artists and thought leaders like me. You know, it can be challenging for a brand or a person to really kind of put their finger on, like, what is it? Like, what is it that is my unique essence? You know, when we started working together, I thought I was clear on it, but it was kind of fuzzy. So I'd love for you to talk about just and give suggestions as you go, and then we can dive into our little exercise that we created. But how to begin to think about that, maybe as a human being, like from your perspective of how you do this with brands, where could one begin to really think about, like, well, what is my unique essence that I can contribute?
That's a really great question. And it's not always straightforward. I will say, you know, if we're thinking about individuals and brands, with a brand, the brand is the expression of that inner essence, that bigger mission. That's what's the difference between a business and a brand. brand is something that you aspire to, that people connect to, that the values are evident. But I think from the lens of an individual awesome human, what I always say is start before you're ready. So just be active. And this is something we speak about a lot, because that was one of your keywords, is take action on the things that you're curious about. Get your hands in things, get out of your head, just start doing them. And once you're in that process, I think the most important element of finding what is your true essence or your unique gift is being a creative detective. Mm. And two lens is one is observing yourself as a creative detective, like, oh, wow, I really liked that, or that really lit me up and I want to do more of that. Just taking a moment to observe those moments. And then the other thing is using the superpower of empathy and thinking from the lens of an outside lens of looking at someone you admire, maybe professionally in a career you aspire to, or someone who just has a good vibe and you like what they're doing, and being curious, being a creative detective and understanding, what are they doing? How do I get a little bit closer to that? I think those are some of the good first natural steps that you need to just truly activate yourself and get in to start to understand better.
I love the idea of being a creative detective as a way to connect to or get more awareness about your unique gifts. I love that. I hope that sticks with everyone. And I also, as you know, we both have a bias to action, right? There's nothing more powerful in helping us to learn about ourselves than doing things. You know, I remember when I was younger, like out of college or in college, I always thought of, you know, getting to know yourself as a lot of like inner thinking and analyzing, but we get to know ourselves in action, in interaction with the world. So I love that. But I love this idea of being a creative detective and just like paying attention to like, what were things, even like I just as a suggestion came to my mind, like if you listening to us, what were some things you did last week that, as Olivia said, that made you like feel a little bit alive or like, ooh, this is interesting, or ooh, this makes me feel good. Maybe this is a really wonderful thing to do at the end of every week. Like, what did I do last week that made me feel that way? Being that creative detective. I love that. All right. Now that we're talking about this, let's dive in, because Olivia and I created something really meaningful and wonderful. We're going to walk through this little exercise to help you discover your inner awesome. And this came out of the different things we did together. So for everyone who is here live, or if you're watching the recording, we put together this amazing workbook for you. I printed it out. The link to it, if you're here live. Now, you don't need it to do this little exercise, okay? We will walk you through it. But if you're a visual and you want to look at something, if you're here with us live, just go to chat and there's a link to it that you can easily open it in PDF. If you're watching this as a recording, the link is in the notes on YouTube. If you're listening, it's in the show notes, so you can always get access to it. I know some of you want to look at stuff, but you don't have to, okay? You don't have to have it, all right? But it is so awesome. I just had to show it to you. It's so good. All right, Olivia, let's dive in, because it's such a powerful, simple and powerful exercise to help, again, to help our awesome humans really connect to those unique gifts. So there's a couple of parts to this practice. And again, follow along with us if you're here, and you can do this later on your own with a little bit more time. And I should mention, if you have questions as we go, or if you have other questions for Olivia, just pop them into Q&A. If you're here with us live, that's the easiest way for me to see them so I can ask them. Or you can put them in chat. If you can't figure out the Q&A, I'll catch them there as well. All right, Olivia, are we ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
All right. Do you want to take us through?
Sure. Yeah. Right. I'll just give a little bit of context. So
please.
This was one of our favorite exercises that we did together. And it's an exercise that I do use with my brand strategy clients. And it's called 3 Magic Words. So the concept of it is, when thinking about brand messaging and how are you connecting to your ideal customer, your audience, and also bringing that essential and true essence out, we did this exercise, and it was something that I think resonated with you the most.
It was my favorite exercise
we did together.
So, yes, we did so, and I hate to say this because we did so many wonderful things together. It was my favorite exercise. I use the outcome of exercise every single day. It's that impactful.
Great. And so that's what we're going to do with you today. So It's three magic words with an awesome twist. So we're really making it accessible to the individual. And you can also use this as a lens if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a leader in a team. It's a really great practice. But for the individual, it's very powerful as well. So it's three parts. The first part is to reflect. So what we're going to do is ask you a prompt that says, I feel most alive when? What makes me feel the best? So you're just going to really harvest different words, language around the actions that spark your interest. Then the second part is to project, again, diving into that superpower of empathy, thinking through the lens of people who love you the most, asking yourself, what do people thank me for? And then we're going to kind of dive a little bit deeper. And the third, of course, is activate. And the question there is thinking about how can you bring these ideas to life? So we'll walk you through all of it. But by the end of it, the goal is to have some three words, maybe more, but three words that really you can just keep in your pocket, put in a little note to self and keep it on your screen so you can see it. Like, am I incorporating this into my life? How do I activate more on those words? How do I share them with others? And how do I really extend these gifts that we've just mined and harvested? And how do we do more of that in our day to day?
I love it. I've done this and I'm so excited for you all to go through this. And again, the link to the workbook is in chat if you're here with us live. If you're watching as a recording, just go down to the description. It's linked there. You can also go to nataliekogan.com/practice if you're listening as a podcast. It, of course, will be with your recording email as well as links to all of Olivia's work. But you don't need it to go through this. We'll guide you through. And the other thing I want to encourage you, I always do, if you're here with us live, as we ask you to reflect and think about certain words, please share in chat what your answers are if you're willing, because it'll just give richness and inspire someone else. And I know Olivia and I would love to see them. So with that, let's reflect. Let's do our first part. Olivia, do you want to give us remind us what we do?
Sure. So the question here is, I feel the most alive when?
Bill, you're using the workbook. I'm holding it up. Okay. So we're on the reflect page, but you don't need it. So complete this sentence in your mind, as Olivia just said. I feel most alive when I...
What's it for you, Natalie?
All right. Well, the chat is starting to explode. We have a very active audience here. I'm going to read a couple. I feel the most alive when I'm in nature. A lot of folks in nature. I feel most alive when I'm dancing.
Great.
I feel most alive when I help other people feel good with raindrop technique sessions. Very interesting. Dancing, care, discover, learn, organizing, loved and give love. When I'm playing with my nieces and nephews, I love that. Collaborating with others. Helping someone. When I get in flow with my work. Wow, these are wonderful. Thanks for sharing, awesome humans. Yeah, we have a really lively collection of awesome humans. I know we wouldn't have a shortage. I will tell you, Olivia asked me what mine were, and then I'm going to ask Olivia. My responses, and if you have the workbook, you actually have a word bank to help you brainstorm in it. And mine are highlighted in, surprise, yellow. So I feel most alive when I create, when I inspire, and when I speak. Those were my three words. Olivia, what would you say? What are yours?
I feel most alive when I am being creative, when I'm collaborating. And let's say I feel most alive when I'm dancing. I really love it.
I know. We have so many people who said that. I love that. And the thing I just want to share, like, I think this is a really powerful question. And I encourage you to not just reflect on it now or when you work with the workbook later, maybe, because it's hard to do as you're listening. So do take some time to, you know, ask yourself these questions. I think it's a wonderful question to reflect on daily. Like, what today? What made me feel really alive? Because I think that really brings us to like the depth of it. I love that.
That's a good point, because I think just to that, it's not always going to be a stagnant thing. Humans are constantly evolving. You contain multitudes. So what might make you feel the most alive at this stage and season of your life will change. So I think it's important to just constantly reflect and think of it as like a gentle compass that just keeps you going in the direction of goodness.
I love that. And I love that the second, like in the reflection, do you want to read the second prompt? Because it might uncover something else.
Sure, definitely. So this is the part of projection, that superpower of empathy. So put yourself in the heart and mind of the people who love you the most. How would they describe you? Another way to think of it is, what do people thank you for?
So I love, and I'm going to give everyone a moment and repeat the prompt. Olivia, I just want to tell you, I love that this framing that you added, what do people thank you for? Because, and the reason that this is really important is what we started talking about at the beginning. We're often a harsh critic of ourselves, and often it's challenging to see those wonderful parts of yourself because the inner critic is so loud. You're so focused on, I got to improve this, I'm not good enough this. And yet when we think about people who really love us and we think about how what they describe us, what do people thank me for? I think it gives us a completely different lens. So take a moment, everyone, and think about people that love you, people who know you and love you. How would they describe you? What is something that people thank you for? All right, I'm going to give everyone a moment without speaking, and then I'll share what my answers were just to guide you. But how would people who love you, what would they say is wonderful and unique about you? What do people tend to thank you for? All right, here comes the exploding chat. If you're here with us live, I love it. Thoughtfulness, helping out, or cooking for them. What a great way to share love. Remembering them, seeing them, hearing them, understanding them. Listening, being there for them, being a good friend, being a problem solver, being non-judgmental and considerate, generosity, listening to them. Those are really beautiful answers. And I just want to highlight to you, like, take a moment to really feel that. Like, that, again, I loved Olivia's framing. Like, what people thank us for is our unique contributions to them. And it doesn't have to be, as your answers indicate, it doesn't have to be some, wow, this person changed my life. Listening to someone, being not judgmental, helping them solve a problem, those are huge ways you contribute. And they illuminate your unique gifts. Olivia, what would you say for you? And then I'd love for you to just comment on what folks are sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, I'm always there to help people see situations, easy or tough, in a new perspective. Like helping people see a different lens on the world and bringing a little sparkle or creativity, or like, if that's a bad situation, or as you have a problem, how can we flip it on its head and see it as an opportunity? I think as an entrepreneur and an artist, you have to always see the world in that lens. And I think that's how I help people.
Having worked with you and just been in you, having had you in my life for a while now, I can attest that that is one of your unique gifts, 100%. I can always tell you, everyone, that if I'm stuck on something, or I'll send Olivia an email or a text, the response that comes back is always through like this lens. I think you have this lens of possibility. That's my shorthand, is you have a lens of possibility, which is a huge thing. Mine was just, and it's, we left you some of my examples on the handout. How people would describe me, I would say that people would say I'm super creative, a burst of energy, always sharing and teaching what I learn, inspiring them to do stuff. People always tell me like, wow, okay, you got me to do X, paint, run, go for that job I didn't want. And again, it's really, like, it was powerful for me to reflect on that, because that is a reflection of the unique ways that I get to contribute. So I think it's really powerful. And I love, I'm going to read just a few other answers because they're so beautiful. I'm going to read what Michael wrote. People who love me often thank me for being a reliable source of emotional and practical support. My ability to listen and empathize allows them to feel heard and valued. I think it's such a, again, like, Michael, thank you for sharing so openly. And I hope in reflecting on this and sharing this, you're all also taking notes, like being that creative detective, because these are all like paths. These are all ways to really connect to like, wow, this is what's important to me. And this is how I can keep contributing to the world. I love that. And again, thank you for sharing. Again, if you're listening or if you're watching the recording, if you're on watching on YouTube, please put your thoughts and comments. I always go read those. And again, now think about, you know, I didn't think of doing this, Olivia, but you reflected on what makes you feel alive, that you feel your truest self when you're doing something. How would you, like, now you've thought about what people thank you for or how people would describe you, like, think about how those are connecting, right? So, like, people describe, like, people tell me I get them to do stuff. And one of my favorite things is to inspire people. That's what I said. I really feel most alive. So look for those connections as well.
I think speaking about connection, what I'm seeing is so heartfelt and enormously evident with this group of awesome humans. And again, there's thousands of people here, is that there's so much continuity. So even though it's a diverse audience, the thing that means the most of what people thank you for is helping others. Maybe it's just cooking or putting a smile on their face, or as Michael does, is helping give emotional and practical support. There's a lot of connection, even though it might be such a diverse audience. I think that's really beautiful.
I love that you highlighted that, because I think, you know, that is ultimately where we derive the greatest life satisfaction and purpose, when we do something that helps someone else in some way. I mean, I know you've heard me talk, and many of you may be familiar with my work or my talks. One of the core emotional fitness skills that I talk about is what I call the bigger why. It's doing things that give you a sense of purpose, because that is what gives life meaning and satisfaction and resilience. And the way that I define, not just I, but my favorite definition of meaning is when something you are doing helps to contribute to someone other than you. Maybe it's an individual person, maybe it's your team at work, maybe it's your group of friends, maybe it's your neighborhood or society. But that is where we as humans derive that sense of meaning. And I love that you just highlighted that, like, that's what we're seeing in your responses.
Can I jump in right there? Because you just said something that just made me smile, because I'm thinking from the brand strategy and kind of agency perspective. What I do with brands is really help them find that sweet spot. And sweet spot is not a fluffy cloud that you can never catch. It's a real thing. And there are tangible strategies that can help you find your sweet spot and stay in your sweet spot. And how I describe it is the thing that you love doing and how it overlaps with the people you most want to serve. So again, there's so much continuity and crossovers between aligning with your higher purpose as an individual, and then also bringing that same depth, that same energy and sense of purpose into your brand. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I love doing, the people I most love to serve. And when you break it down, I feel like it just becomes so much easier to embrace and define it. It feels like less of a struggle.
I love that. Things I love doing and the people I want to do them for. So I'm drawing two circles. If you're listening, I'm drawing two overlapping circles. I love that. Things I love doing and the people I love to do them for. I love that, Olivia. That's so awesome. All right, let's do our activate part, because I am really excited to hear I'm really excited for all of you to do this part and also to hear what comes up for you, because again, I think one of the core themes that we're talking about is that connecting to our unique gifts and then finding more ways to share them with others, it is ultimately about action. We have to take action to do it. So I love the activate part. All right, Olivia, tell us how to activate.
Okay, so next we're going to brainstorm three specific ways you can start to activate your gifts in work and life. Ask yourself, how can I share this with others? What are ways that I can do more and bring more of what makes me, me, into my daily life? And I really want to just circle back, and so much of the work that we did for you, and this is truly your essence, I believe, is the quintessential activator. You love to inspire, but you really get people to take the inspiration out of their mind into the world and really activate them to experience, to do, to dive in, to do the stuff, as you were saying, to do the thing. So this is definitely how we take that practice and put an awesome human twist on it as the activator.
I love that you use that as an example. And just again, to give you all, to use myself as an example. So when we did my three magic words was around inspire and activate. And it's something that people thank me for is I get them to do stuff that maybe they've been delaying or afraid to do. And so when we really got to like, okay, what is my number one word? My number one word is activate. And I just want to give you some specific ways and then give you a moment to reflect and answer the activate question. Like, actually, let me do that first. And then I want to give you some very specific ways that I've taken that. So getting clarity that is my unique gift. I want to give you some super tactical ways that I now do more of it, because I think that's like the magic. But just take a moment. And if you're using the workbook or just on a piece of paper or in your mind, like, what are some three specific ways, maybe start with one, that you can start to do more of what you love or share more of something that you've identified as makes you feel alive with others? And I'd love to hear what you say in chat, but take a moment, like, how could you have identified what makes you feel alive, what people thank you for? How could you do that more? How could you make that more part of your life and work? So just please share in chat. And again, I'm going to take you a moment because this one takes a little bit of, this is new. All right, I'm going to give you an example as you brainstorm yours, because I think this will help. So my number one out of three magic words, my number one word is I'm an activator. I activate people to bring more of their unique selves out, to do things that give them meaning. That's my number one thing. So to give you an example, after we identified that, how do I do this more? Like that was the challenge Olivia put to me. How can you do more of what makes you feel alive? How can you do more of that? I want to give you some very tangible ways. I said, okay, you know what? I want to create a way that someone could like practice the emotional fitness skills like in their daily life in the short way. So we created this five, it's totally free. It's on my website. We created a 5-day emotional fitness challenge that I include in my emails. That's on my website. If you come to my keynotes, I offer for you to do it because that is one way that I can activate you to practice on a daily basis. So that idea came from identifying activating as one of my core things. I give you another really tangible example. When I share anything on social, and I know many of you here follow me. If you don't, I'm at Natalie Kogan. My 19-year-old daughter says I'm a good follow, so you have to listen to teenagers. We'll include Olivia's social links and mine in the follow-up. But anytime I share anything on social media, anytime I write one of my weekly emails, that is the number one question I now ask myself. What is this post or what is this email going to activate people to do? That is now my central question. And it invites a lot of new ways that I come up with it. So just giving you some examples of how to tie these two together. All right, Janie, thank you, Janie, for going first. Oh, no, someone already, never mind. Thank you, some of you, for going first. Again, I know this one is, I can tell by chat, this one takes a little bit of thought. So I love Janie's example. So one way that she's going to share more of her unique gift with others is call partners and tell them why I love their character and values. Janie, can you share in chat, just because there were so many comments, what was like one of your unique gifts? What was the quality that you identified in yourself that led to this? Judy says, continue to be the safe space for others and share the unique gifts that I see in others. So obviously for Judy, one of her unique gifts was seeing the good in others, which I think is a really, really beautiful thing. Olivia, can you share an example from you? How have you recently or at some point, how are you finding new ways to share your unique gift of offering a new perspective of possibility with others?
Well, through my business, I've really dug into that same thing, that unique gift of similar to Judy is being able to observe the unique gifts in others and help them think about how can you bring them out into the world and tangible ways of integrating that sweet spot in your life and business. So I've definitely built my whole business around that.
I love that. I want to share, just came to mind, a little story that I think is right on point here, but just want to remind everyone, we have a few minutes left. If you have questions that you want to ask me or Olivia about anything we've talked about, including like trying a new career, trying to do something new with your unique gifts, please put them in chat or in Q&A. The story that just popped into my mind, a few years ago, this young man who was working for Avi, my husband, who I think is here with us, wave Avi or say hi. I think he's here. I think I saw him in chat. He was on Avi's team, and he was over at our house for dinner. And he shared with me that he was really feeling kind of a lack of meaning in his work. It was a company and it was a technology company, and he just wasn't like excited or passionate about the work that he was doing, and he was considering quitting and he wasn't sure what to do. And I asked him, I said, well, tell me your favorite things like about last week. Was there anything that you did at work that you loved? And he thought about it for a while. And then the thing he came up with was that, he really loved, there was a younger colleague and who was stuck on something, and he really loved like sitting with him and helping him like get through that problem. And I said, well, what if you thought about your work not as I'm working for a tech company, but I'm not excited about the tech? What if you thought about your work as an opportunity to help more people, including your teammates? And I'll never forget it. Like, his face completely changed. Like, he went from like this doom and gloom of like, I don't know, I'm not really into the work. He like lit up with this like, wait, yes, like that I can get excited about. And that's what he went on to like do more of. And he stayed at the company for a while. And like, that to me is this beautiful example of connecting to your unique gift, connecting to what really makes you feel alive, and then finding new ways to share it with others. And for all of you listening who may be feeling not energized by your work, I think this is a really beautiful exercise. And I know we have a lot of leaders here who run teams or organizations. Consider doing this whole exercise with your team. I think especially right now, this could be a really wonderful way to reinvigorate that sense of meaning. But yeah, I just wanted to share that, Olivia, because what you were saying made me think of it. It's like a very tangible example where you can go from, I hate my job, it has no purpose because I'm not excited about our product, to, wow, my work has a lot of purpose, and my purpose is actually to help my colleagues.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, just speaking of being a creative detective and thinking about what's the magnifying glass or the lens in which you are observing your life, and what can you take from even from something that doesn't feel like a good situation or it's not lighting you up, perhaps there's something in there. And if you just give yourself the creative space and the grace to explore a situation from a different lens, you might be surprised what you find there.
100%. And that's, I think, also speaks to, I think it's really, and that's why I loved you sharing a little bit about the career path you've taken. I think that it's important to give yourself a little bit of permission to try different things, because in them comes the learning. And I think that's one really common theme that you and I keep coming back to in like figuring out what your unique gifts are and how to share them. Yes, like these prompts that we came up with, I think is very helpful. I think this exercise is very helpful, but ultimately we discover that through action, through connection, through interaction with people around us in the world. And that's why, you know, Olivia and I are both, we have this passion for action. And I think it's also important to learn things that don't make you feel alive, but you don't know that until you do them, right?
Yeah.
You really don't know that theoretically.
And I think it's also important to think about it, just finding your life's purpose sounds so big, and it could be even feel heavy, But it doesn't have to be grandiose. And what we're seeing so much in the conversation in the chat is that it can be simple things like making a phone call and telling someone on your team, someone in your family, that you appreciate them and why. Mm-hmm. Because that's a way that you can extend your gift. Cooking for someone, that's a very easy thing to do. It doesn't have to be a big lift. Finding your life's purpose isn't a gigantic quest that you need to, it's not an odyssey. It can just be a beautiful, simple gesture.
I love that you bring that up, you know, because the other thing that I hear a lot from folks that I, you know, get to interact with through my speaking or in other ways is they feel like they are not able to really make a difference, right? People often say, I don't know if I can make a difference. I don't think anything I do makes an impact. And I think we live in a society where impact is defined as like giant impact, you know, like you're either changing the world or it doesn't mean anything. And yet the most authentic, the most meaningful impact any of us can have is on one other human being. And I think that's so beautiful. And what Olivia, you just said, you know, I just want to share, like, I speak a lot, right? I do these podcasts, I go on stage. Do you know the question that I ask, the thing that I think about before I go on stage every time? And I've done this for years. It's the same thing I think about before I start our podcast. It's the same thing I think about before I send an email. I always think about there is one person in the audience, or there's one person listening to this podcast. There's one person reading my email who may really need to hear what I have to say. And I am going to just focus on helping that person. And that is my centering thought. And for any of you who might feel like, wow, I'm not really making impact in my life, forget about the grand impact. Impact one person with something that you have to offer. And that's an incredibly meaningful impact. I talked about this a couple episodes ago. You know, we often feel like we're not doing enough. We live in a culture that's just more, 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 better, more, 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 and never enough. And at the end of the day, I'm sure, Olivia, I sometimes get caught in this. You're like, oh my God, I didn't get enough done. What if the question you asked yourself at the end of the day wasn't how much did I get done, but how did I positively impact one person today? What if that was the question?
Well, that just feels like it takes a big weight off of my chest. As soon as you say that, it's just such a liberating way to think about your life. And again, that new lens, it's not about to-do lists and questing and, you know, having to fight through your calendar and get everything done, but it's about what is coming out of me? What am I sharing? What am I creating instead of doing or consuming? It just, when you said that, I just felt a huge sigh of relief. Mm.
That's really beautiful. Yeah, it's like, that's the focus. And I'd love it actually, as we get to the end of our time together, which the hour always flies, and I'm gonna put some more links in chat and a couple of reminders, but I'd actually love to hear from some of you who are here live. How has like doing this exercise or whichever parts you chose to do, did you illuminate something for yourself? Did it impact you in some way? Like, what is something you're taking away? Please share that in chat, because I think it'll be really meaningful for me and Olivia to see and for everyone here. So just share in chat, like, what's something you're taking away from listening to this? What's something that maybe you thought of or discovered or highlighted for yourself that you hadn't thought about before? As I put it, like, what's your note to self as you listen to this podcast, as hopefully you did some of the prompts, what's something you're taking away from this? And just as you do this, I'm going to put a couple, I got a bunch of asks. I didn't do it when I was talking about it. So I'm putting a link in chat for the journal page on my website for you to all, once you're pre-ordered 1, 5 or 25 copies, here's the link. I did put it, but a bunch of you have asked me. That's the link. Again, if you pre-order the Awesome Human Journal before October 10th, there's lots of very juicy bonuses. So here's the link. And one more time, I'm going to put the link in chat if you're here with us live to the page on my website where you can go and download this gorgeous workbook the Discover Your Inner Awesome workbook, where Olivia and I have been guiding you through these prompts. They're all in there. So both links are in chat. Again, if you're watching this as a recording, it's in your email. It's in the show notes. We'll make sure they're everywhere. I want to just, before we wrap and I ask Olivia for any parting thoughts, so I want to just read a couple of things that people have shared, what they're taking away. I love when my chat goes so fast that I can't keep up. Ainsley said something that I really want to share. I think I would love to actually ask my loved ones how they would describe me. Ainsley, I think that is a wonderful exercise, and that is something I encourage you all to do, especially if you were a little bit stuck on reflecting on that part. It's a beautiful question to ask people you love, like, hey, how would you describe me? Or like, hey, what do you think is something that I contribute to your life? It is a beautiful conversation to have. I love that, Ainsley. Thank you. Barbara says, I was stunned that one of the things I listed that loved ones thank me for is one of my loudest self-doubts. Wow. Barbara, I'd love for you to share that, what it was. I love that you realize that something that you doubt yourself for is actually something that is unique about you. Mark says, the best takeaway was the importance of me to remind myself of strength, to put more emphasis, to do them more. Yes, I think this is the whole purpose of doing this work, is to focus on your strengths, your gifts, and bring them out into the world. Joan says her biggest takeaway is something Olivia said, start before you're ready. I have a tendency to overthink things, and I want the plan to be perfect before I start. It doesn't have to be huge. Start now. Olivia and I are nodding so emphatically. If you're listening, I think our heads might fall off.
Yeah, it can be messy. And again, it doesn't have to be grandiose. Just taking that first step does so much of letting the universe know that you're ready, you know, and things start to kind of move into place when you take that first step. I also want to point out what Visha said, is thinking about what we were talking about before of to-do list versus maybe at the end of the day, the one thing you did was to help someone. Visha said, and that one person could be yourself. And I think that's really important to acknowledge as well.
I love that you caught that, Olivia. There's so many comments. And if you're watching the recording, I encourage you, we always send you two links. You can watch it on YouTube, or you can watch the Zoom recording with chat. So if you're watching this as a recording, I encourage you to watch the Zoom one so you can see all the amazing reflections and comments. Thank you, Olivia, for catching that. I love that. And I just want to read, I can't read all of your wonderful things, but I just want to acknowledge and thank you all for such incredible comments and gratitude. And I think what means the most to me and Olivia is seeing you all connect to your gifts and seeing that you all have something so meaningful to share. I think that is the gift that I'm taking away. And I'd love to just, Olivia, if you have any parting thoughts you want to share with our amazing, awesome humans, please do. I think Olivia and I would like to continue to talk about this for the next several years to all of you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just lighting up my fire and really deepening my awareness and acknowledge that this is my own gift. And I'm so happy and grateful to you, Natalie, for pushing me and helping me verbalize what that was, because it's something, and I think that we witnessed this all today, that it's you know, in the crevices of your mind, you know, in your heart, these things that you're inclined to, that you're curious about, that make you uniquely you, but it's not always evident, and you don't always put it out into the world or put that thought first. So I think that this exercise and this time together on the Awesome Human podcast was really helpful to me as well. And I'm grateful to that. And I really look forward to continuing the conversation. It's been such a pleasure to be here and sharing my work with you, learning what were your unique gifts. What are some of the takeaways that you took from our conversation in the workbook today? I'd love to keep the conversation going.
Well, Olivia, I just want to, my gratitude to you. I try to, if I express it every day, it wouldn't be enough. I'm so grateful for your wisdom and your insights and for being here and not just inspiring, but actually in very specific and meaningful ways, helping our awesome humans really illuminate these gifts and ways they can share them with others. You are a giant light in my life and in my work, and now in the lives and works of thousands of people who have had this experience. I will tell you all that Olivia and I are already marinating on doing this as a workshop. So look out for that. And if you're interested in that, or maybe you're interested in bringing that to your team, let me know, reply to one of my emails. That'll put fuel to our fire to do this and our inspiration. Again, just a reminder, this workbook is accessible for all of you. It's totally free. It's colorful and vibrant, and you actually have places to fill out the prompts. We'll make sure it's on my website under practice. It's going to be in all of your emails. I really encourage you. I guess I always give homework. Olivia, I always give homework at the end of the podcast. And I really encourage you, your homework, awesome humans, maybe you could take 10 minutes or 15 minutes, maybe later today, maybe at the end of this week, maybe on the weekend, and just really give yourself the time to really go back and think through the prompts in the quietness of your being, and to make this a regular practice. Again, you know, I love to make things really like actionable within your day. At the end of every week, you could ask yourself, what made me feel alive this week? At the end of every day, you could ask yourself, how did I meaningfully impact one other person? How could I do that more tomorrow? Use these prompts in your days. Don't wait till later. Don't wait till the new year. Don't wait till your birthday. Use them to guide you to connect to the awesomeness within yourself and ways to share them with others every day. That's your homework. Again, thank you all so much for taking this time to be with us. I have to, because I got so many joys and hearts. I have to share again. The Awesome Human Journal is almost here. My inbox exploded while we've been here with all your pre-orders. Thank you so much for that. A reminder, there's lots of juicy bonuses if you pre-order before the 10th. I am so grateful for all of you. I'm so grateful for your being. I always say this. Thank you for being. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for allowing me and Olivia into your lives and into your days and into your hearts and your minds. And thank you for being so open and willing to practice with us and to share. That is the biggest gift of coming together as this community. Thank you all. Yes, I got a bunch of questions for people who joined late. Of course, if you are here live, if you have registered, you always get the recording. So no stress. And for all of you listening, that's another reason to register. Just go to nataliecogan.com/podcast. When you register for the Zoom, even if you're not able to make it, we always send you the recording. That's coming your way later today. Thank you, Olivia. I wish we could pause this hour and stretch it out. Yeah. But off we go into our busy lives. Thank you so much for being, Olivia. You're a giant, awesome gift to me and to this community. And I will see you all on socials and email, and our next month's episode, a quick preview in October, will be a very special episode to celebrate the launch of the journal. I have lots of special things in the works, so get excited, everyone. Thank you, everyone, so much. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Natalie. Nice to meet everyone. Bye. Have an awesome day.
Bye, awesome humans.
All right, awesome humans. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Awesome Human Podcast, and I would love to know what resonated. What questions do you have? What are you excited to practice? So send us an email to team@happier.com, and please rest assured, if you send an email that you'd love for me to read, I will always get it in my inbox. My team will send it to me. Let's stay in touch so you can keep practicing skills to help you struggle less and thrive more in work and life. The best way to do it is to go to happier.com and subscribe to my weekly newsletter. I promise you, I would never send you spam. It's just more practices, skills, and stories to help you embrace your inner awesome human. I can't wait to see you next week.